This is your KMC Update. I'm Airman First Class Dominic Ingram. As the weather warms up and travel season approaches, everyone should make responsible plans when going out and consuming alcohol. We had the pleasure of speaking with Lieutenant Colonel David Castillo, the Director of Emergency Services at the U.S. Army Garrison Rhineland Falls, on the recent trend in alcohol-related incidents.
Just this quarter alone, we've seen a big spike in DUIs and DWIs in this past quarter, with 10 DUIs alone on St. Patrick's Day weekend in the middle of March. So overall, we've seen an increase of 16% of DUIs from first quarter of last year. So that's pretty concerning. Driving under the influence can lead to accidents, injuries, and even fatalities. It most certainly will also result in legal troubles and damage to one's career.
Lieutenant Colonel Castillo also called for service members to unite, among other ways to help combat drunk driving.
As members of the shared Army and Air Force community, it is absolutely essential that we work together to mitigate this problem. First of all, you know, plan ahead. If you know you'll be drinking, and of course, we're in this great culture here, Kaiserslautern military community. There's so many great venues. But if you know you're going to be drinking, make plans ahead of time for a safe ride home. That's absolutely essential. Mission units provide transportation services to military personnel who are out drinking late at night to ensure they get home safely. And don't forget, Armed Forces Against Drunk Driving is a volunteer-led program where from Friday and Saturday nights from 2200 to 06 in the morning, they can give you a ride.
You can call 0152-5172-3356 in between the available hours, and they will give you a ride. This is your KMC Update. I'm Airman First Class Dominic Ingram.